Before starting with الصيام, let us ask a few questions about الزكاة. طيب, هل تجب الزكاة في الدين؟ Is the zakat due in fixed? Good answer. Okay, let's do it in another way then. I'll choose someone and I'll ask him. يا كريم. No. Is it due in apples? No. Is it due in barley? Wheat? Corn? Huh? Who answers? Yes. Is it you an almond? No. Sesame. Oh, we talked about it. سمعت. Yeah, you both heard, but you forgot. Hey, لا تجب. It's not you. Yeah. طيب. Is it due in copper currency? Is it due in paper money? If someone finds a treasure trove of diamonds, is the zakat due in that? No. Yeah, only gold and silver. If someone is trading with diamonds, is the zakat due in his trade articles? Yes. His chickens. If someone owns two or three houses that he rents, is the zakat due in them, in the money that he gets from it? No, it's not due. Okay. If a little boy owns gold, a quantum of gold, is the zakat due in this gold? A little boy. not to ask if a little boy owns a cotton of gold, is the zakat due in it? Is the zakat due in the money, in the gold that he owns? He's not pubescent yet. Does the guardian have to take the amount of zakat and pay it from? Yes. كيف حاج طول بالك عليه بيبيع الزبيب ثم المال الذي يقبضه شو بيعمل فيه؟ اي فاذا عندما يقبض هذا المال صار مال التجارة، لما بيبيعه المال اللي بيقبضه بنية التجارة هذا صار مال التجارة، ساعتها يحسب. الزبيب دفع زكاة، بعدين عندما يبيعه بنية ويقبض المال المقابل بنية التجارة، هون بيكون حصل، هون بيكون هذا المال، هون بيكون بدأ الحول حول التجارة. أي اللي قبضوا من باع الزبيب اللي فيه الزكاة. ساعتها بدأ الحول، سوى نيته التجارة، ما بلش. بس هو هذا بنية التجارة، مال تجارة، ما قطع نية التجارة. If someone plants, let's say, if he has grapes, vines, and then he gets raisins from that, he pays a zakah, and then he sells this raisin, he sells the raisins to get, and he cashes money from that, with the intention of trading with this money. So then the year starts. When he cashes the money with the intention of trading with it, then the year starts. The year of trading starts. Right. نعم. ما عم تسمع؟ الصوت ما عم يوصل لعندك. السؤال ولا الجواب؟ ما عم تسمعني أنا وعم بحكي؟ هلا بدي أقرب. طيب أنا ما عم أقرب عنك. طيب طيب let's ask about the trading articles. If someone inherit a certain amount of money. When he inherits it, he makes the intention to trade with it. But he does not sell it. He does not buy anything with it. After 1 year, is the zakah due in this money, zakah to tijara, the trade, zakah, is it due in this money? Someone inherits $10,000. When he inherits this money, he makes the intention to trade with this money. But he doesn't buy anything with it until a whole year lapses. Does he have to pay a zakah after 1 year? هذا مختلف. يوجد فرق. مين بيجاوب؟ شو الأسئلة؟ He doesn't have to pay zakah. Why? Because he did not get this money in exchange of anything. He got it for free. If you get money for free, this is not considered trade money. When you start the trade, the year starts when you get something in exchange of another thing with the intention of trading. This is when the year starts. So if a woman, for example, gets her mahar $10,000, and when she takes it, she makes the intention of trading with it, then the year starts because she is taking it in exchange of something. But if someone gives her $10,000 for free, just as a gift, it's not considered a trading money, even if she makes the intention of trading with this money, until she actually buys with it something with that intention. Then she is getting something in exchange of what she paid. Then it becomes a trade out. And then the year starts. واضح? Is it clear? She is giving something in the marriage contract. This is the what? Yeah. This is. Likewise, if you have a house and you rent the house to someone, the money that you take from the rent, if you make the intention of trading with it when you cash it, it is considered trade out because you are taking it in exchange of something. But if someone gives you as a gift a certain amount of money, or you inherit, then you don't consider it a trade article until you buy with it something with that intention. واضح? Is it clear? محمد علي واضح الفرق. Which one? What did I say? Which one? Which case? I have a house and I rent it. Then I cash the money. I take the money from the rent with the intention of trading. This is when the year starts. Because I take the money in exchange of something. In exchange of letting you stay in my house for a certain period of time. But if you give me the same amount of money as a gift, not in exchange of anything, then the year does not start, even if I take the money from you with the intention of trading with it, until I buy something with this money, with that intention. The payment of a job, if he takes it, if he cashes it with the intention of trading with it, this is when the year starts, yes, because this is in return of his work. هو طيب أخذت مثل ما بدك نفس مقدار الزكاة ما بيتغير زكاة الذهب هو هي مثل زكاة التجارة ما بعد دراهم هذه مر عليها الحول وهي 100 درهم مئة درهم مر الحول ما ليس فيها زكاة ما بلغت النصاب لا عند مرور الحول ينظر إلى النصاب أما في الابتداء لا ما هو ما نض بعده مثل ما هو ما تحرك بعد نض يعني رجع إلى أصله هذا ما تحرك بعد من نعم فيها تفاصيل قد تصير أحيانا نعم ليس عند قبضه خليني أراجع فيه طيب وارز أسماء يلا go ahead يا كامل go ahead what are the different quarters 5 for 5 you give 1 year old sheep or 1 2-year-old goat for 10 you give 2 for 15 you give 3 for 20 you give 4 for 25 you give 1 female camel 1 year old for 36 you give 1 2-year-old camel for 46 you give 1 3-year-old camel for 61 you give 1 4-year-old camel for 76 you give 2 2-year-old camel for 91 you give 2 3-year-old camels for 121 you give 3 2-year-old camels for And after that, for every 40 you give bint labun, and for every 50 you give hiqqa. What? Bint labun is 2 year old, female camel, and hiqqa, 3 year old female camel. Barakallahu feek. هلا بالاخير خلينا نخلص. طيب هو tell me about the different quotums of sheep and goats. انا تفضل. So the first quotum is 40. The Duzaka is one female sheep, 1 year old, or a female goat, 2 year old. Then 121. Okay, the Zaka is two of what you mentioned before. Then 201. The Duzaka is three. Then 400, the Duzaka is 4. Then 500, the Duzaka is 5. 600, the Duzaka is 6, and so on. طيب, if someone owns 20 sheep and 20 goats, does he have to pay a zaka? He owns 20 sheep and 20 goats. Who answers? ليش؟ أن كلها تعتبر غنم. زكاة is due because all of this is considered one kind. One kind. طيب. وين محمد كان؟ What's the quotum of cattle? The first quotum is 30. The second quotum is 40. What? Okay, and after that? So, for every, what does he pay for every 30? Tabi'a, what's a tabi'a? Da'umu bikum. So, okay, one year old bull, and in every 40 they become older. And in every 40 one two year female cow. For you. So if someone has 40 cows and 60 sheep, what is the zakat due in that? Walid. 60 sheep and 40 cow, musinna and shab. One sheep and 1 2 year old cow. But if someone has 100 sheep and 100 goats, تفضل. صحيح. To what? Yeah. To what? The due zakah is to what? Shaitan. One sheep and one goat. The due zakah is to, and it is one sheep and one goat. There are certain, one sheep and one goat. We don't ask him to pay two sheep. One sheep, and he has 100 goats and 100 sheep. Uh-huh. So he pays. There are some rules there. The value of differ, doesn't the value differ between the value of the sheep? Isn't it different than the value of the goat? He has an equal amount of the two. And he has to pay two. So he pays one sheep and one goat. In other cases, for example, if someone has 200 goats, we don't tell him you have to pay two sheep. The value of two sheep is more, isn't it? Usually. Depends sometimes. So it depends. There are certain details that we are not going to go through them, just to draw your attention to this matter. If someone has 200 sa' of wheat and 200 sa' of barley, is the zakat due on him in this amount? Shufawzi. No, it's not due. Why? Because he has less than 300 sa' of wheat and less than 300 sa' of barley, and he cannot mix both. What's the zakah due in the wheat? What's the amount? Yeah, if someone has an issue. What's the... Always. Kamil issues depends upon. Okay, so so that use a car in the crops is either 1/10 or half of it, depending on how does he irrigate the plants. Yeah, okay. Like what if he irrigates the plants half of the time that the plant needs to grow with expense, the other half without expense? If it is with expense, it's 1/10. If it is without expense, it is half of that. If half the time that the plant needs to grow, what did I say? Okay, with expense, it's half, without expense, it is 1/10. With expense, it's half of it. طيب how if he irrigates it with expense half of the time and without expense half of the rest of the time until the crops mature. قد ايه بيدفع؟ قد ايه مقدار الزكاة اللي بيدفعها؟ ها؟ بعبارة تانية انه لا اعطوني القاعدة بالاول بعدين بطعم له الكالكوليشنز. اعطوني القاعدة he pays as zakat something in the middle between 1/10 and 1/20th which is 3/4 of the tenth, neither 1/10 nor half of it, rather 3/4 of it. 3/4 of the tenth, which would be at the يعني just also just to draw your attention to this issue that it has details here. If someone buys the money, buys the water to irrigate the plant, what does the zakah, what would be the due zakah? Share. If someone buys the water to irrigate the plants, what would be the due zakah? 1/10 or half? Half. 1/20. Okay, what's the quantum of gold? Twenty mithqal or 20 dinar, which is equal, which is what's a dinar? It is the weight of 72 middle size barley grains, which type of barley? The barley of Hijaz, with their edges, okay, with their edges cut off, the fine edges cut off. Sure, yeah. Unpeeled, yeah. Unpeeled and mature. Correct. طيب, if someone plants rice, what would be the quotum for that? Where is the cat? Five wasab. And if he, well, usually the rice, if you plant rice, you keep it in its you keep it unpeeled. So still is it 5 wasl? The rice, you keep it unpeeled usually. So if you keep it unpeeled, then the quotum would be 10 wasl. So 600 sa'. Because you need to take in consideration the size of the size, you need to take in consideration the size of the peel. If someone extracts gold from the ground, so he extracts in a continuous way, he keeps working for a period of time until he extracts 300 dinars, what's equal to 300 dinars of gold. When does he have to pay a zakah? Yani he extracts a certain amount, then he cleans it from the impurities. What he gets is 300 dinars of pure gold. When does he have to pay a zakah? Immediately. Yes. Immediately. So he does not need, he does not have to wait 1 year. طيب. What if he works to get the gold, he cleans it, he gets an amount equal, which is equal to 10 dinars. Does he have to pay a zakah? Come on, you don't raise your hands, and you know, I know, many among you, they know. No. But what if he works after a few days again, and he gets also another 10 dinars? So now he has 20. Sum. He does not, zakah is not due on him. Because this is considered another time. If he works in a continuous way, so what he gets and he cleans it, what he gets then, if it reaches a nisab, then he pays zakat for it. Now, if he works after a certain period of time again, and he extracts also what is equal to less than an nisab, zakah is not due in it. Every time he makes the calculation alone, as if he planted the ground, as if he planted the land, he harvested it, and then he planted it again. So each time is considered alone. Hey, after 1 year, yes, then he pays ala 20, for 20. Okay, the year for the first. Since he gets 20, after 1 year, he pays a zakat for that. If he gets 10 later, when 1 year lapses on this 10, he pays a zakah on it. And then if he gets 10 after one more month, also after one more month, he pays a zakah for this 10, and so on. So you see, there are details into these issues. Just to draw your attention to that. It is, how do you say it? It is nice to study those issues. He has a nisab of gold and 1 year left. He has 20, and then he got above the 20 another 10. So the sum is النصاب. So when the year lapses from the time he pays. Extracting 10 every month. So the first month he extracts 10, the second month he extracts 10, the third month, so now he has 20. If he keeps them until 1 year later, he needs to pay zakat for them. If he extracts after 1 month another 10, and after a year he pays for that 10. Yeah, and then he, after 1 month, he pays the zakat for the 10, the extra 10. I know some of you are a little bit lost on this issue. That's why I didn't go into those details. Just I'm drawing your attention that there are details here that need to be taken in consideration. So you don't rush to give an answer when someone asks you about those issues without being sure about the answer, without being sure that you learned the judgment pertaining to this issue. Because it's less than the quotum, but if he keeps a quotum for 1 year, then he needs to pay a zakat. He's gathering the gold a little by little. Every time it's less than the quotum. But once he gets to the quotum, the year starts. If he keeps it for a whole year, then after 1 year he needs to pay the zakat you have. When the fitr zakah is due. This is easy. Well, the brothers, Shuya Anas, do you hear the question? No. When the fitr zakah is due. Shuya Ibrahim. زكاة الفطر متى تجب؟ ايه ابراهيم لا هيدا تدفع بس متى تجب؟ بإدراك آخر جزء من رمضان وأول جزء من شوال. By being alive at the end of Ramadan and the beginning of Shawwal, this is when it becomes due.
Just the dumpster, we need all the car behind the dumpster to be getting down because the truck is coming back to pick up our garbage. So the dumpster is up there. So we need all the cars behind the dumpster to get down. All the cars to get closer to here. And then the dumpster will move the garbage after 15 minutes. We have 15 minutes and he will coming back. So please, and we need some help to take all the garbage back up to the dumpster. So there is 15 minutes break and you come back to the class. So just leave the car. Nobody is moving, it seems.
Both sides.
He does not want to take any chairs, I think.
يعني أظن أنا إنه لاحظتم مقدار الانتباه الذي ينبغي أن يكون الشخص عليه عند أخذ الدرس، ومقدار يعني كم يحتاج أن يراجع حتى يضبط الأمر تماما. إن شاء الله نستفيد من هذا. I think you all noticed how careful, attentive the person needs to be when acquiring the class, and to what extent he needs to review, to understand well and be able to well express what he understands. Inshallah, we will benefit from that, all of us. طيب إن شاء الله the next session I'll continue asking some questions about الزكاة. Let us go a little bit over الصيام. نبدأ بكتاب الصيام إن شاء الله. نكمل الأسئلة في الحصة القادمة. الحمد لله، صلى الله على سيدنا محمد المصطفى. الله يرزقنا حسن النية. بقي شيء كنا بدأنا به الحصة الماضية. There was a question that I asked the past session, and it seems I did not ask the question properly, because I asked when the zakah would be due. Actually, the question should be on who the zakah would be due. For that answer. Yeah. But the time of paying a zakah, the due time to pay a zakah, is the day of Eid, as Anas. طيب نبدأ بكتاب الصيام. Let us start with the book of with the chapter of fasting. صوم رمضان واجب. It is an obligation to fast the month of Ramadan. لأنه أحد أعظم أمور الإسلام الخمسة. Fasting Ramadan is among the greatest five matters of Islam. وهو أي رمضان أفضل شهر. The month of Ramadan is the best among all the months. ولا يجب صوم رمضان إلا بأحد أمرين: رؤية الهلال، أو استكمال شعبان 30 يوما. It is not permissible to start the fasting of Ramadan except by the occurrence of one among two matters. Seeing the crescent of Ramadan, or the second matter, continuing 30 days of Sha'ban, continuing the month of Sha'ban for 30 days. معنى هذا أنه يجب ترائي الهلال بعد غروب شمس 29 من شعبان. This means that after the sunset of the 29th day of Sha'ban, the Muslims have to watch for the crescent. إذا رأى الهلال في ذلك الوقت شخص واحد يبني القاضي على قوله الحكم ممن يبني على قوله القاضي الحكم ببدء الشهر عند ذلك يعلن ابتداء الشهر تكون هذه الليلة أول ليلة من رمضان ويكون اليوم الذي يليها أول يوم أيام. If one among the Muslims, that is one person that the judge accepts his statement, if he says that I saw the crescent of Ramadan, then the judge announces that this night would be the first night of Ramadan and the next day would be the first day of Ramadan. ولا بد أن يكون هذا الشخص عدلا مجتنبا للكبائر لا يصر على الصغائر متخلقا بأخلاق أمثاله. This person, for the judge to accept his testimony, his testimony needs to be عدل. What that means is he needs to be avoiding the enormous sins, not insisting on committing the small sins, and adhering to the ethics of the people who are of his same state. عندما نقول متخلقا بأخلاق أمثاله أي من أهل الفضل من هم من أهل الفضل ليس أمثاله من أراذل الناس. And when we say adhering to the ethics of people of his state, we mean the good people of his state. ولا بد أن يكون حرا ذكرا. He has to be a free person, and he has to be a male. فلو شهد العبد عند القاضي برؤية هلال رمضان لم يكتفي بشهادة. If a slave person goes to the judge and tells him, testifies يعني, that he saw the crescent of Ramadan, the judge does not rely on his testimony. كذلك لو شهدت المرأة لا يكتفي القاضي بشهادته. Likewise, if a woman testifies before the judge that she saw the crescent of Ramadan, the judge does not rely only on her testimony. لا بد أن يكون رجلا حرا عدلا. He has to be a free man that is عدل. فإذا شهد واحد على هذه الصفة عند القاضي أنه رأى الهلال هلال رمضان كفى ذلك لابتداء الشهر. If one person having those criteria testifies before the judge that he saw this night, that is after the sunset of the 29th of Sha'ban, if he testifies that he saw the crescent, then the judge relies on his testimony and decides that the next day is the first day of Ramadan. He declares that to the people. فَلَا يُشْطَرَطْ أَنْ يَكُونَ اثْنَيْنِ. It is not a condition that two witnesses witness about that. One is enough. أما في غير أما لأجل العيد فلا بد أن يكون شاهدان لإثبات العيد، لا بد من شاهدين اثنين، وكذا باقي الشهور. As for the rest of the lunar months, there is a need of two witnesses that witness of seeing the crescent. One witness is not enough. So for the Eid, you need two witnesses. For the beginning of Ramadan, one witness is enough. وكما تلاحظون هذا أحوال. As you can notice, this is more cautious. وقد صح في الحديث أن أحد الصحابة رأى الهلال فأخبر الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام فصام وأمر الناس بالصوم بناء على رؤيته وحده. It is confirmed in the hadith narrated by Abu Dawood and others that one companion saw the crescent of Ramadan. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام relied on his testimony. He fasted and he ordered the people to fast. أما إذا كان الرائي غير عدل فلا يعتمد القاضي شهادته. Now if the one who testifies before the judge is not adil, he commits enormous sins or he insists on committing small sins or he always says silly jokes, he says a lot silly jokes. Although he is not sinful by that, but the judge does not rely on the testimony of such a person, because those are not the ethics of people of his state, of good people of his state. لكن هذا الشخص إذا كان صادقا لنفسه ويصوم. But this person, whom the judge did not consider his testimony, if he was truthful, he fasts for himself, because he saw the crescent. So he fasts. كذلك لو رأت امرأة الهلال فأخبرت القاضي هي تصوم لنفسها. لكن القاضي لا يعتمد قولها لإعلان دخول الشهر. Likewise, if a woman sees the crescent, she fasts for herself. But the judge does not rely on her testimony to declare the beginning of the month. وإن صدقها أحد أو صدق ذلك الفاسق مثلا أحد يجوز له أن يصوم. Likewise, whomever believes that person or this woman, whomever believes the woman in what she said, he can fast. It is permissible for him to fast. It is not, but the judge does not rely on that to declare the beginning of the month, even if he believes that. فإن لم يرى من يكتفى بشهادته الهلال يستكمل شعبان 30 يوما ويكون اليوم الذي يعني يكون اليوم التالي 30 من شعبان والذي بعده أول رمضان. Now if no reliable person sees the crescent after the sunset of the 29th of شعبان, the next day would be the 30th of Sha'ban, and the day after it would be the first day of Ramadan. وإنما كان الحكم هذا لأن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام قال نحن أمة أمية لا نكتب ولا نحسب الشهر هكذا وهكذا صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته فإن غم عليكم فأكملوا عدة شعبان 30 أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام نحن أمة أمية لا نكتب ولا نحسب يعني ولا نحسب يعني نحن أمة لا نعتمد على الكتابة ولا على الحساب في معرفة دخول الشهر وإلا فإنهم ما كانوا يجهلون الحساب يعني كانوا يعرفون العشرة والعشرين والمئة والخمسين ليس كذلك كانوا يكتبون الصحابة منهم من كان يعرف الكتابة وقراءة المكتوب كتبوا القرآن أليس كذلك كتبوا الوحي لكن المعنى لا نعتمد على الكتابة ولا على الحساب في معرفة أوائل الشهور صوموا لرؤيته أي الهلال وأفطروا لرؤيته فإن غم عليكم إن لم تستطيعوا أن تروا الهلال فأكملوا عدة شعبان The judgment that we mention is supported by the saying of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. نحن أمة أمية لا نكتب ولا نحسب الشهر هكذا وهكذا صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته فإن غم عليكم فأكملوا عدة شعبان 30 which means We are a nation that does not rely on counting or writing to determine the beginning of the month. Fast, start fasting Ramadan when you see the crescent and end your fast when you see the crescent. If you cannot see the crescent, then continue 30 days of Sha'ban. In this hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said that we do not rely on calculations to determine the beginning of the month. Rather, we rely on sighting the crescent. If we cannot see the crescent, then the next day would be the 30th of Sha'ban, and after that, the 1st of Ramadan. من هنا يعلم أن ما يقوله بعض الناس من أن يعني من أنه يعرف من إعلان أول رمضان قبل أسبوع أو أسبوعين من ابتدائه فاسد لا عبرة له. From here, it is known that what some people do, that they claim that the beginning of Ramadan is going to be at this day or that day, 1 or 2 weeks before the beginning of Ramadan. This is not a valid issue. This is invalid. حتى لو قال المنجم أو الحاسب ابتداء رمضان في يوم كذا فلا يعتمد عليه. Even if the astronomer says that the beginning of the month of Ramadan would be at this day, we do not rely on that. في زمن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كانوا يعرفون حساب تسيير منازل القمر، كانوا يعرفون، لكن مع ذلك النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لم يعتمد على ذلك ولا أمرنا بالاعتماد على ذلك، فليس لنا أن نعتمد على ذلك. During the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, the people knew how to, if you want, estimate when the moon would be in this shape at that place and when it would be at, with this shape at the other place. They knew that. Despite that, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام did not rely on this. Rather, he told us to rely on sighting the crescent. So this is what we should rely upon. بعض الناس يقولون اليوم الآن تقدم العلم ونحو ذلك. ما في حاجة من غير أن يصير عند كلها، من غير أن تكون كل هذه الآلات موجودة. حساب منازل القمر معروف من زمان، مع ذلك لا يعتمد عليه. الأمر يعتمد على ماذا قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وبماذا أمرنا. شو يعني الآن صار هناك سيارات سريعة مصوم نصف نهار؟ يعني هذا ليس له دخل بهذا. الأمر يعتمد على ما أمر به الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. Some people nowadays they say nowadays they have scientific knowledge, a lot of scientific knowledge, a lot of advanced instruments, etc. We say there is no need for all of that. Long time ago, the people knew how the moon, the different phases of the moon, and at what time they could estimate at what time it would be at this place with this shape, etc. They knew that long time before. Now, despite that, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام did not tell us to rely on that. So that's why we do not rely on that. So this advanced technology does not have anything to do with this issue. يعني they have now advanced technology. Do we fast half a day? يعني doesn't have anything to do with the religious judgment. طيب إذا كان الأمر كذلك الذي يرى الهلال في بلد هل يكفي رؤيته في هذا البلد ليصوم كل المسلمين بناء على رؤيته كل من عرف في باقي البلاد بناء على رؤيته أم لا بد أن يرى أهل كل بلد لأنفسهم؟ Now if someone sees the crescent after the sunset of the 29th of Sha'ban, would this be enough for all the Muslims who know about this to fast? Or should the people of every area rely on their sighting of the crescent? يوجد بين الأئمة خلاف في هذه المسألة. منهم من قال يكفي رؤية مسلم في المشرق ليصوم يكفي رؤية في المشرق ليصوم بناء على هذه الرؤية أهل المغرب. ومنهم من قال أهل كل ناحية يرون لأنفسهم. There is difference in opinions among the Muslim scholars about this issue. Some said if the sighting of the crescent is confirmed in one place, then every Muslim who knows about it should fast, even if the sighting occurs in the east and this Muslim lives in the west. Some other scholars said, no, the people of every area, they cite for themselves. If one of them sees the crescent, the people of this area fast, but not the other areas. وليس المقصود بالناحية الدولة بالمفهوم الحالي لا إنما المقصود بالناحية المكان الأماكن التي تتحد في المطلع والمغرب مع المكان الذي رؤي فيه الهلال التي مطلع الشمس ومغربها واحد هذه هي التي يصوم أهلها بناء لرؤية واحد عندما قلنا أهل كل ناحية يرون لأنفسهم قصدنا بالناحية المكان الأماكن التي يتحد فيها المشرق والمغرب المطالع متحدة What we mean by the area is where the sun, the time of the sunrise and the sunset is the same. The places where the sunrise and the sunset occur at the same time. يعني إذا رؤي الهلال في دمشق مثلا لا يكفي هذا أهل المدينة ليصوم لأن مطلع أهل المدينة مختلف عن مطلع أهل دمشق إذا رؤي الهلال في في دمشق لا يكفي هذا أهل بغداد ليصلوا، لأن مطلع بغداد مختلف عن مطلع دمشق. إذا رؤي الهلال في الدار البيضاء لا يكفي هذا أهل تونس ليصوم، لأن مطلع الدار البيضاء مختلف عن مطلع تونس. إذا رؤي الهلال في كراتشي لا يكفي هذا أهل داكا أو أهل دهلي ليصوم، لأن مطلع المطالع والمغارب مختلفة في هذه. إذا رؤي الهلال في لوس أنجلوس لا يكفي هذا أهل فيلادلفيا ليصوم، لأن أو أهل هيوستن أو أهل شيكاغو ليصوم، لأن المطالع والمغارب مختلفة. This means if the crescent is seen in Damascus, this is, wouldn't be enough for the people of Medina to fast, or for the people of Baghdad to fast, because the sunrise and the sunset does not occur at the same time in those areas. If the crescent is seen in Addis Ababa, this wouldn't be enough for the people of Harar to fast, because the sunset and the sunrise are different. If the crescent is seen in Rahdar, that wouldn't be enough for the people of Addis Ababa to fast, because the sunset and the sunrise would be different. If the crescent is seen in Karachi, that wouldn't be enough for the people of Delhi or the people of Dhaka to fast, because the timing is different. If the crescent is seen in If the crescent is seen in Los Angeles, that wouldn't be enough for the people of Philadelphia or Chicago or Houston to fast. Although they are all in one state, one country. Still, because the sunset and the sunrise do not occur in all those areas at the same time. لكن لو رؤي الهلال مثلا في عكا لكفى هذا أهل بيروت ليصوم، أو أهل طرابلس ليصوم، لأن المطالع واحدة. On the other hand, if the crescent is seen at Acre, then this would be enough for the people of Beirut or Tripoli to fast, because the sunset and the sunrise occur at the same time. If the crescent is seen at Desi, then that would be enough for the people of Maqale to rely on that and fast, because the sun rises and sets in those two areas at the same time. This is how you go with it. it doesn't work. Like if you see the crescent here, you cannot rely on that in Philly because the sun set, the sun does not rise and set at the same time in both areas. At the same time, that's at the same time. طيب الحكم هكذا لأن مسلما روى في صحيحه أن رجلا كان في دمشق ثم جاء إلى المدينة فأخبر عبد الله بن عباس في المدينة أن أهل دمشق رأوا الهلال قبل يوم من أهل المدينة. جاء من دمشق إلى المدينة في خلال رمضان فأخبر عبد الله بن عباس أن أهل دمشق رأوا الهلال قبل أهل المدينة بيوم قبل أن يثبت عند أهل صاموا قبل أهل المدينة بيوم. فابن عباس لم يرضى أن يعتمد على هذا لحساب شهر رمضان في المدينة، إنما قال له هم لهم رؤيتهم ونحن لنا رؤيتهم.